arms embargo on Iran that barred it from purchasing foreign weapons has expired. That's despite objections from the United States. Iran on Sunday called the end of the arms embargo a, quote, momentous day for the international community in defiance of the U.S. regime's effort. It's not clear what weapons Iran will seek to buy. Its economy is suffering from sanctions. A day after winning a second term in a landslide victory, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she sees the election result as an endorsement of her government's efforts to stamp out the coronavirus and reboot the New Zealand economy. Speaking at a cafe near her Auckland home, Ardern says she expects to form a new government within 3 weeks and to prioritize work on the virus response. Her popularity soared earlier this year after she led a successful effort to halt the spread of the coronavirus by implementing a strict lockdown in late March. Ardern's Liberal Labor Party got 49% of the vote, crushing the Conservative National Party, which got 27%, and is also led by a woman. Ardern says the margin of the victory exceeded their expectations. Australia's second largest city, Melbourne, has loosened lockdown restrictions as new and active COVID-19 cases continue to decline. From midnight Sunday, Melbourne residents will no longer face limits on the time they can spend away from their homes for education or recreation. Previous restrictions allowing city residents to travel only 3 miles from home will increase at midnight to 15 miles. Outdoor gatherings of up to 10 people from two households will be allowed, and golf and tennis can resume. Victoria State reported only 2 new cases of COVID-19 on Sunday and no deaths. For more on these and other international stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com.